I'm Gwendolyn Glenn, 90.7 WFAE News. Two students at Charlotte School of Law are seeking class action status for a federal lawsuit against the troubled school. The state's largest law school is on probation with its accrediting organization, the American Bar Association, over concerns that it admits unqualified students, that graduates have too high a failure rate on the bar exam, and that it offers an inferior education. This week, citing similar concerns, the U.S. Department of Education said the school no longer can receive federal student loan money. Students Robert Bracasey and Layla Hadzik filed suit yesterday at Federal District Court in Charlotte. Bracasey says the school misled students about the extent of its problems.
I found this deeply disturbing that all of this information was withheld from us for, you know, a substantial period of time.
Charlotte School of Law got nearly $49 million in federal student loan money last year. Losing that could take a big chunk out of the for-profit school's budget and threaten its future. Bracasey is 31 years old. He moved to Charlotte from the New York area to study at the school. He's worried the school won't reopen in January. With only a semester left before graduation, he says it's difficult to transfer to other schools.
They only want to take a certain amount of credits, if they take any credits at all. Because with the findings from the Department of Education and the American Bar Association, the rigors of the coursework is now being challenged in the legal community. Folks at some of these other legal institutions aren't confident that people in my position have received the quality of education that's necessary to advance.
A Charlotte School of Law spokeswoman said the company was not aware of the complaint. She said the school is working to secure the best outcome for students.